It's graduation time. Leaving college. Embarking on the greatest of adventures. The biggest challenge that one will face. Moving back in with your parents. Advent. The greatest adventure. That which is coming into being. That which is taking place. That which is forming. Today we want to focus on the writings of Paul. He describes the life of the Christian. The life of the Christian during this time of Advent. This time of development. The foundation being set. And as a Christian, it is done with anticipation and expectation of all that is to come, of what is yet to be. And so Paul writes so that now we live in the world. We live in the old age. We live in the flesh. We live in the darkness. He uses all of those terms. And this has dominion. This reigns in our lives in so many ways that we exist in this time of night. And it can be a difficult time because the many different type of people that surround us. There are those people who we question, those people who we're challenged by, those people we are told that when they open the refrigerator, the jello quivers. There's one such person who opened the refrigerator and the jello starts to quiver. Takes pleasure in this. And then says, "Oh, quit shaking. I'm just here for the milk." But there is this darkness in this old age, and yet in that yet we live. And though the Christian lives in this world, we are also part of the new age. And it is this new age that sheds light on our life. It is this new age is to break through the darkness. As we go through the season of Advent, we read about all the stories that take place in the preparation of Jesus' birth. And then at Christmas, we read of that birth and how Jesus brings the dawn of the day. The light from on high, we are told. Jesus is brought to the temple for the dedication. And there Zechariah has been awaiting. He holds the baby Jesus and he says, "By the tender mercy of our God, the dawn from on high will break upon us." The dawn will break upon us. And so Paul writes about as we live in this time, it is a time of tension, a time of opposition. The new age that is lived in the old age, the light in the midst of the darkness. And the Christian life is to be one in which we are moving forward, we are moving toward the daybreak. We do so with a security and a trust in our Lord because salvation is present. So that salvation is a part of our lives, it is a part of our journey, though it is not yet complete. It is not complete as long as we live in this old age, as we live in this day. But how is this new age to shape us as we live in this world? Paul writes how we are to cast off the words of darkness. Paul says those works of darkness should be obvious to us. It is those acts that take place in the dark. Those things that take place in secret. Those things that take place and are kept hidden. It is also those works that bring darkness. And I'd like to think that the words of the darkness are obvious, but so often they aren't. So often we struggle. So often we are challenged. That tension pulls at us. There is that opposition to the light. One of those words of darkness may be a focusing on having power. You see that often in people, those who just want to have power. And there's a story about the man who was the president at the country club that he was a member of. And the next year he was elected president again. And year after year he just wanted this position. And so he was elected president time after time after time. He wanted this power, this authority, this control. And two other men were talking one time. They says, "Well, do you think he'll ever give up the presidency?" And the other one says, "Yeah, right after the coronation." We are to live honorably, Paul says, as in the day. In the light of the day. We are to live with the assurance of what God has done for us, the salvation that has been given to us, that we have been assured. And we continue to live with the assurance of what God does for us, His ongoing gift of forgiveness. How in baptism we are reborn. And each day thereafter, we are born anew. We are forgiven. And so with that, we can live in the light of day as we experience this renewal each and every day. All of our blemishes can be shown because they will be forgiven. And Paul writes about then how our life is constantly putting off that old and putting on the new. And we can do that openly. Put off the old, the sinfulness that we recognize, because we can put on the new. Put on the armor of light, Paul says. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. And so now in this dawning of the new age, we live in Christ, he says. We live in the light. There is a light that helps us then to see. It helps to see what is in front of us, what is around us. It is the light that eliminates the darkness, guides us and leads us in what we do. It is a light that illuminates that old age. It illuminates that darkness. And it is that light that is to shine in our lives. A reflection of the light of Jesus. Not ours, but the light of Jesus. And so as we live in Christ, each person is a member of the great whole. So we can depend on each other. And we can support each other. We can focus on building up each other. Recognize the ways in which we can serve, the roles that we can play. It was his first day working at the supermarket. And so he meets with the manager. And so the manager visits with him, talks to him a little bit, then gives him a broom. And he says, "Well, your first job is to sweep the store." The new employee says, "I'm a college graduate." "What do you mean sweep the store?" Manager says, "Well, I didn't know that." So he takes the broom from him. He says, I'll show you how. The light shows us how, whatever that role may be. But we are off on an adventure, one that is exciting, a remarkable experience. We are part of an advent, a new age. And we journey through this time. We walk in the newness of life each day.